This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A day after Afghanistan's first vice president, General Abdul Rashid Dostum, narrowly survived an assassination attempt, the Taliban vowed today that the former warlord remains one of their prime targets. Government officials have confirmed Dostum's convoy came under a Taliban attack Saturday night in the northern Balkh province. One of his security guards was killed. Afghan police say Dostum had addressed a public gathering in the provincial capital of Mazar-e-Sharif hours before his convoy was attacked. In his speech, the powerful ethnic Uzbek politician said if given the opportunity, he would eliminate the Taliban from northern Afghanistan in 6 months. Voters in Turkey are going to the polls today in critical municipal elections in which control of the country's main cities is at stake. Political analysts say the vote is a referendum on the popularity of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party, hurt by economic problems. VOA's Dorian Jones is in Istanbul.
The country facing soaring inflation and recession. Even in Istanbul, Erdogan's once unassailable power base hangs in the balance after 20 years of unbroken rule. Opinion polls indicate the mayoral election in Istanbul is too close to call. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Polls are open in Ukraine for the first round of presidential balloting. Petro Poroshenko is seeking re-election but has little support in the most recent poll. The surprise frontrunner in the field of 39 is Volodymyr Zelensky, who plays the part of a president in a TV comedy series. Notably missing from the field is any openly pro-Russian candidate. Election observers from the International Republican Institute are at polling stations in Ukraine. If no candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, the top two will go to a second-round election on April 21st. This is VOA News. Zuzana Kaputova will be Slovakia's first female president. She thanks supporters after winning the second round of the Central European country's presidential election over Maros Sefcovic on Saturday. Kaputova is an environmental lawyer who backs gay rights. Her win runs counter to a European trend of electing populist, anti-European Union politicians. Israel has reopened two crossings with the Gaza Strip after days of hostilities. Sunday's reopening comes hours after Palestinian militants launched rockets into Israel overnight, and the Israeli military responded with tank fire. Four Palestinians, including three teenagers, were killed a day earlier as tens of thousands took part in mass protests along the Israel-Gaza border fence. U.S. President Donald Trump says he wants an end to hundreds of millions of dollars in financial aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, which he charges have set up migrant caravans to the U.S. border. The State Department says it's received the order, but the action needs approval from Congress. This weekend, the president also threatened to close the southern border with Mexico if it didn't do more to help stop illegal immigration to the United States. A federal judge in Alaska has overturned President Trump's attempt to open vast areas of the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans to oil and gas leasing. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason ruled that President Obama's actions in 2015 and 2016, halting drilling in most of the Arctic Ocean and dozens of canyons in the Atlantic, can only be undone by an act of Congress. Therefore, she ruled President Trump exceeded his authority when he reversed those bans.
Venezuelans held competing political demonstrations on Saturday, one for President Nicolas Maduro, the other for backers of self-declared interim president Juan Guaido. But the best news of the weekend for Venezuelans came from the Red Cross. It says it's gotten the go-ahead to distribute humanitarian aid in the country and that it will start within 20 days. Up until now, the government of Maduro has blocked the delivery of outside aid, tons of it, which has been stored across the country's border in Colombia. Meanwhile, Venezuelans suffered their latest power blackout Friday night. According to social media, it affected 20 of Venezuela's 23 states. The cause of the blackout is not clear, but the country has been undergoing periodic power outages for weeks. North Korea has called for an investigation into a February raid on its embassy in Madrid when computers and data were stolen. In its first official comment on the incident, the North's foreign ministry says the raid was a grave terrorist attack, an illegal intrusion, and a flagrant violation of international law. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.